give my life to you. I fall down on my knees and worship you. You have broken chains that bound me. You set this captive free. Lord, that you're taking us to by your grace, that place of preeminence, that place of complete dominion and lordship, Lord. All by your grace, Lord. Father, we just bless your name tonight. We look to you to minister, Lord. We way beyond the frailty of humanity, Lord. Our confidence is in you. Holy Spirit, to express yourself to each and every heart, Lord, to feed your children. Our eyes are on you, Lord. We pray that you'd bless this time, Lord. Be glorified, be lifted up, Lord. Get man out of the way, Lord, both speaker and hearer, Lord. We fight with our flesh, and we just ask that you would, again, have your way, minister to your people. Be greatly exalted, we ask in Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen, amen. God bless you. Thank you so much, musicians. Appreciate you. Each one so much, and we just want to greet everybody online. God bless you all. And just echo the comments earlier, Sister Debbie. Been thinking of you guys. Praying for you. I don't think we're ever quite ready to say goodbye, you know. So just want you to know we feel your sorrow. And we're with you. So, praying for you. The Lord is good. Amen. His grace is sufficient for us. Grace is sufficient every day. And I don't know about you, there's days when I just cry out, Lord, I feel that so much today. Myself. I need you. I need your grace. And like I said, I think some days it's so much more apparent than others, and we just count on that. We rest on that, that reality of his grace. I'm sorry, can I ask a question? It feels just a little warm, is it? Thank you. And I'm the guy who came in and turned this on, but it's kind of needs to cool down a little bit. Thank you. My goodness, appreciate everybody here tonight. Everybody braving this November heat. My. We had 75 degrees and we had fire warnings, you know, fire condition, whatever that is, on the weather app. So, my goodness. Want to share some things tonight, and just counting on the Lord to maybe express this, some things on faith. I don't think we can ever talk too much about faith and hopefully build up your faith in the process. As we go through the scriptures and things, hopefully this is stimulating. Hopefully it's encouraging. Really, Lord, help us to see how blessed we are, we that have that gift of faith that he's given us to believe, to hear. It's the most incredible, most amazing thing that could ever happen to you. So let's just, to get started, we'll open with a few scriptures here. If you would stand with me, we'll start with Proverbs chapter 8. This is a pretty common one, pretty familiar, but I think this captures so much of what I'm trying to bring out tonight. So we'll just read this one verse here. And again, Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 34. It says, "Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors." Amen. We're just going to hold on to that. But while you're still standing, let's turn also to 1 John chapter 5. Maybe even hold your, well, it's probably too late, I'm sorry. Hold your finger in Proverbs, but that's okay. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4 says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Amen. You can be seated. I'm always blessed, always amazed at that faith given to you. What a treasure, what a blessing. And I pray the Lord would just stir up and help us to realize more and more this avenue that he's given to us, this ability, if you will. It's not an ability per se, as in something within ourselves, but this ability to hear, to connect with heaven, with our Heavenly Father, whereby he can express himself to us, he can reveal himself to us, where his own heart and his own mind come down into me and into you. What a blessing. What power. And in that, as we just read in there, where there's overcoming, there's victory. This is the victory that overcomes. I like this. And this is just me. This is the victory that overcomes this world. is our faith, our hearing, and this is also the victory that I like to think of it this way. It overcomes this world, because I'm the biggest enemy. My God is this guy right here. So it's this faith that he's given to us. It's a gift. We know that. We'll just trace our way through the scriptures here. These are all things we've been through. This is nothing new. But again, I pray that we would just so appreciate God's amazing grace and this gift that has been given to us, to you, to me, to hear his voice. And going back again to Proverbs 8, I love that. Blessed is the man that hears me. There's that man, his children, his elect, his seed connected with him. Heareth. I like that. E-T-H. Heareth. He's listening. It wasn't a once and done thing. He's staying right there. He's hearing continually. And he's been so fixed. His heart is fixed. That voice has captured and captivated me. I'm attentive. I'm listening. My eyes are on him. And I think something also that's important that goes right there in the middle of all that, waiting. That's important. Waiting at the posts of my doors. That's hard for us, I think, in this age. But faith waits. Faith listens. And we can't move. We can't do anything. We know that of ourselves. So we're completely, there's a dependence and a meekness on waiting on him, waiting for that voice. So I just want to meditate on these things right there, just what I shared. That's kind of, in a nutshell, my heart. And we'll go through again some more things, some scriptures. But blessed are your eyes, for they see. And I think as time goes on and then we continue in our walk, continue in our journey, this reality of this channel of faith, of hearing, will become more and more real, more and more precious. And this realm and the grasp that it has on us will begin to fade. I believe that. By his grace. 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 So just want to strike some things as we go through this. It's by faith. It's faith that it's by grace. We know that. I was just looking up, you guys can do this, but the term, I just love the term rapturing grace. It's just tying those two together. It will be grace. It is grace. Grace that has caught our attention. We've heard that voice. We've heard the mama eagle in this day. We've received him, his word, his life into our souls. That's grace. It's all grace. And so that's what I'm talking about tonight, that hearing by faith. And so now just I'll move on here, I promise, here in a second. But three words there that we just went over in Proverbs 8. Watch, wait, listen. I think that's something that he will need, that we'll be experiencing more and more all the time. Watching, waiting, listening. For that voice to move us, watching for that voice, waiting for that voice to lead us and to direct us. And I think I said this last time, but I believe truly with all my heart, we fall in love with that voice and it becomes very personal, the way it leads us, the way he leads us. Reality is that we are probably all a mystery to each other in the way that he has touched us, in the way that he's called us, in the way that he leads us. But I know his voice, and you know his voice, and you know how it leads you. And I believe more and more goes as time goes on, that voice, that leadership, that experience of walking with him in his spirit becomes more and more precious. And I may get to a point where that's all we have. Is that voice, that leadership. And that's okay. Amen. I'm just going to go on now. That's my introduction. And again, just kind of stating these things over and over. I'm going to move on now. Don't ask me why I do this. Sometimes I put down scriptures and we turn there together. Other times I put them right here and I read them. So I apologize. Tonight I'm just going to be going through and reading them. If you'd like to take notes or whatever, just Or if you want me to slow down, let me know. But so we'll just kind of continue on here with this thought. I like this. We know, again, Hebrews 10, 38, the just shall live by faith. Live by faith. I like that. It's a living union and communion by revelation. A living union, a living communion. The just shall live by faith. What is faith? So we'll go through some basics here. We'll talk about that. We're so blessed, brothers and sisters, in this day. What has been given to us? Understanding faith. Knowing that faith is a revelation. It's revelation. It's Him and you communing, speaking. And even tonight, as we prepare and we go on into communion, observing the bread and the wine and these things, we're talking about this right now, the real communion that happens every day with you and Him. What your ear, you can hear, you have ears to hear, you have eyes to see. And that revelation, God's own heart and mind coming down into you, expressing itself through you, taking on your flesh. There's the communion right there. There's the fellowship that He's bringing us back to, back into Eden, back into His image through that faith channel. Hearing by faith. Sorry. Sorry, dear. I just caught something there. I didn't know if that was for me or for you. Okay. Sorry. So again, just how blessed is this avenue, this channel of faith, of hearing, the hearing of faith. Romans 10:17 says, we know, faith cometh by hearing. Revelation comes by hearing, and you possess within yourself that revelation. It is a gift from Him. It is given by Him to you, and when you possess that, nothing can take that away from you. I love the reality that God's own heart, down given down through faith, through revelation, into the hearts of His people. Oh my. And you know what? It's not relayed. It's not filtered. It's direct from Him to you into your heart. Does God use vessels? Absolutely. He uses vessels to express Himself. But the revelation is direct. You and Him alone. It's Him to you. It's so beautiful. No wonder, Brother Branham, we know this in the church ages, the importance of revelation by the Spirit to a true believer can never be overemphasized. Cannot. You cannot emphasize this, the importance of revelation in our walk. We'll get on into some other things here in a minute, but again, I think to magnify His grace tonight, to express and to realize, Lord, how blessed we are to be recipients of His grace, to have eyes to see and ears to hear. We're so blessed. It's so amazing, this blessed faith. That again, I think as time goes on, we learn to get into that channel more and more, that channel of faith. I like this. Brother Branham says, this is in the message, questions and answers on Hebrews number 1. He says, now watch, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. Plumb over to the Lord Jesus. He says, my Father which is in heaven has revealed this to you. Each one of us. And upon this rock, the revelation of Jesus Christ, upon this rock I'll build my church. Amen. And the gates of hell cannot prevail against that. That's what He said. Spiritual revelation. He said, I say again, you are Peter, and I'll give you the keys of the kingdom and whatever. He says, now listen to this. He says, you've got a spiritual open channel between here and heaven. I like that picture. A spiritual open channel between here and heaven, between you and heaven, whereby you hear, whereby you receive by grace that revelation of Himself. Oh my, it's so beautiful. It's transforming power. That revelation again comes into us. It's God's own heart, His own mind coming down into yours. And it's not powerless, it's powerful. It changes you, it transforms you, it gives you victory over this life, over this flesh. What an amazing, beautiful thing. He says, flesh and blood, you never took in a seminary, there you go, you never took a schooling. Man does not teach man. Does God use man? Absolutely, God uses man. But you have what you have by revelation from Him directly. It's Him and you. Never took a course of theology, but you depended on God, and God revealed it to you, and it's absolutely the clear scriptures that tie it together. And he goes on there, but my, a spiritual channel open between you and heaven. Do we realize how blessed we are to this beautiful, precious faith that is given to us? Amen. Again, just quoting scriptures here, going on down the line. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9, we know. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of men the things that God hath prepared for them that love Him. Don't you love Him? The things that He's prepared for us. But God has revealed them to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. God has revealed. He reveals these things to us by His Spirit. Amen. And only by Him, it's grace. Only that seed of God inside of you that can hear, that can receive, that can recognize that. We know Jesus said in John 8:37, I know that you're Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. What a blessing, brothers and sisters, when your soul has been magnetized to that voice and you have a place, you can receive the word that is spoken. Blessed are your eyes, for they see. Jesus says later on there in the same chapter, John 8, verse 43, why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. So, again, it's revelation. It's by grace. Another reality that we are acquainted with, that we are drawn to, that we are hearing from outside of this realm. That's what we're tied to. That's what we are moved and motivated and powered by, is that voice through the hearing of faith. Amen. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. So, I don't mean this wrong, but when you're in that place, go ahead and close the doors. I have a connection. We may get to that point in time, the doors are closed, but I believe by His grace, He's leading us into that place of a complete alignment and a tie post and an anchor in Him, where I am so secure in His voice. I am so secure in His leadership. I'm secure. And that's what we are, I believe, all of us on that road by His grace, working that out in us. And it's my job and it's your job, every one of us together, to point to that reality, that fellowship, that communion, Him and us. And it's right here. Not these, of course, but hearing that precious voice whereby He speaks, whereby He reveals Himself to us. So precious. We know the whole message of Christ, the mystery of God revealed. It's so rich. I could pull so much from there. But I would just tell you, please go again and listen to it, dig into it. And as I like to do, I love to listen. I love to have that voice, those sound waves going out through the air around me. But I like to read, because then I can go really slow, because I'm slow. very slow. So I like to go real, real, real slow, a line and a paragraph at a time, and just soak it up. But he's in there, you know, that whole beautiful plan of God condescending, coming down through Christ to gain the preeminence. To what? To express himself, to reveal himself through each one of us. What an amazing thing, brothers and sisters. How blessed is this faith that you have been given by grace. You have the ability to see beyond this realm. You have the ability to see what others cannot see and to hear what others cannot hear. No wonder Brother Branham preached the message, the oddball. Yeah, we're oddballs. We live in a world that is contrary. They're two completely contrary, one to the other. And it's more, I think, apparent all the time how it's not compatible. That world is not compatible with this world, and I don't fit in here. And I, more all the time, I feel that way. I don't fit in here, but I fit in there, praise God, by His grace. Amen. I love, so again, is he bringing us more into a place by His grace, in tune with that voice, in tune with His voice, where that voice, His leadership, His spirit becomes more real than anything in this dimension. I believe He is doing that. Genesis 5:24, and Enoch walked with God. He walked with God. What did that look like? Well, we don't know some things, but we could look through the scriptures and even have some side of an idea what that looks like, of that hearing, of that communion, and that place of fellowship he had with God continually. Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him. So again, what is it? How does these things work? It's through faith. That hearing of faith, that channel between you and God connects you, like Brother Branham said, that stream opened up, that channel opened up between heaven and earth, between you and God, whereby you hear, you receive. Galatians 3:5 says, He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? The hearing of faith. Think of that. I like this. This is just some examples here in scriptures. 1 Timothy 4:8 says, We know for bodily exercise profiteth little. And I think Dad's been over this. He's not talking about doing cardio and lifting weights. He's referring to bodily, outward, carnal impersonations, carnal exercises that I am in control of, that I'm exercising myself. But what comes next? Godliness is profitable unto all things. Godliness, God manifested in your flesh. You given over to Him. You given over to His Spirit. Your life taken over by His life. That is profitable unto all things. And what is, again, the means and the methods that God comes in and begins to work into these? It's that faith that He gives you, that revelation, the hearing and the understanding. Brother Branham said, we know this in the message of the rapture, is but to the church, the bride, the rapture is a revelation to her. It's revealed to her that the revelation, the true bride of Christ, will be waiting for that revelation of the rapture. Now, it is a revelation, for revelation is faith. You cannot have a revelation without it being faith. Faith is a revelation because it's something that's revealed to you. Something like it was to Abraham, that could call anything contrary to what had been revealed to him as though it wasn't. I like that. It overrides it. Everything in this dimension, this realm, faith becomes that greater reality. I can see something. I'm connected with something in another dimension that's much greater, much more real than this. I think, are we going to start to get to a point where we experience that? And it's like Enoch, okay, I'm closer over here than I am here. Lord knows. It's the revelation of God. The church is built upon a revelation, the whole entire body. Oh my. And in this day, present tense, this revelation that's been given, his disappearing, Apostle Paul spoke of that, those that love his appearing, his revelation of himself today. By grace have our eyes been opened to see him manifested today. And you receive that revelation into your heart and the power of that, what that brings. Oh my. I think this continually propels us into more. You never can say, I've had enough. This is so beautiful. This is so rich. I just want to stop right there. No, it's I want more. This propels us on, propels us forward. The beauty of him, of who he is, of this revelation growing in our hearts and propelling us and desire. We continually seek and desire more and more and more of him. I'm always amazed to think back and just on that thought of propelling forward in that continual growing revelation of himself, of Moses. And that place, I think, is it Exodus 32, 33, somewhere. And he's my goodness, what he's already been through, what he's already seen, what he's already witnessed and experienced, and the God speaking to him and all these things. And yet he still is, Lord, show me your glory. Show me your glory. Don't you feel like that tonight? Lord, show me more. This beautiful word that's been given in this day, this beautiful message, I believe it's going to just become, as time goes on, we're going to experience more and more of the depth of that revelation of it. Quotes and messages and things that you've heard and listened to all your life, and suddenly, oh my goodness, there's this new depth, and there's this new facet, and there's this new angle, because it's God's word, and there's no bottom to it. We just keep digging and experiencing and drinking. We know that in the time of Jesus, after the resurrection, it says he opened their understanding. Are we going to start, I believe, as we get very close, are we going to have those experiences? Aha! Our eyes become open, and here's things that we've been quoting and reading, and now there's incredible, incredible depth and beauty to it like we've never seen before, and a quickening. That's exciting, I think. That's so, so wonderful. So we just think again, this avenue of faith, of hearing his voice and walking with him, and I just thinking, you know, are we... that faith, are we going to, is it, I think Brother Branham, sorry, I'm just pausing here for a minute. Brother Branham, in one place he mentions, remember he says that faith that you've got is dormant sometimes. And I think, are we going to begin to experience that faith rising up and faith crowding out all unbelief? Because as long as there's a mixture, as long as there's a little bit of this and a little bit of that, I believe he's taking us to that place where faith is dominant, faith is prominent. And I can't help but think of Romans in 14 verse 23. He says, "For whatever is not of faith is sin." So again, are we? Is he cleaning out? Is he getting out us rid of all these other imperfections, all these other wrong voices, wrong thinking, and these things, and bringing us to a place where it is faith, his faith, through and through, and that faith is dominating us, and then there's nothing that can, and then he, through that channel of faith, can truly order and control and direct us and have his way like he wants to. But maybe we're still in a place where there's little things getting in the way. This we've quoted before. I know it's familiar, but I just want to bring it out because I think it's a good picture. It kind of fits in here. He says, in the message Uncertain Sound, he says, yet a man somewhere in him, if he could only let that little, he said, as I illustrated, like a button. When a man is saved, that much of God is in, that much of him is God. That's the little light that comes in to make him quit doing what's wrong. Now, if you can take all the malice and envy, there you go. If you can take all malice and envy and strife and unbelief out, that little button-like of the light and power of God will keep growing, 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 crowding out unbelief. Oh my, by his grace, what an amazing thing. And he says, you don't do it by exhortations of bodily exercise. There we go. He's like, you do it by a sanctified, consecrated life that the Holy Spirit moves through you. Oh, what a beautiful picture, by his grace. He is doing that in his people, crowding out unbelief, crowding out things that are not pleasing to him, and taking us into that place where him, through that channel, can operate and have that preeminence. Oh my goodness. Ah, so beautiful this, again, faith. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Amen. He's revealing himself to each one of us, each one of you, by his grace. I love Isaiah 54:13 says, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord. They can hear, they're listening, they're taught by him. Think of that. A personal tutor, Sister Laura. A personal tutor that teaches you. John 16:13, Jesus said, well, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. He's the teacher. He reveals himself. And again, like we said earlier, it's not relayed. It's not filtered. It's direct him to you from his heart, his mind, into yours. My, oh my. This channel opened up between God and man. This lifelong experience of following him, listening to his voice, where he makes himself known to us. Again, back to that previous thought, it's personal, it's individual. You and him. You and him alone, waiting, watching, listening for him. Revelations 1, verse 1 says what? The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him. The revelation is given by God to each one of us. It's personal, it's mine, it's yours, and it's grace. And that faith, that revelation of himself is so incredibly precious. Paul says the same thing, Galatians 1, I certify, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man, neither I received it of man, neither was I taught it. I like that. I wasn't taught this. How many, we can all raise our hands and say, I wasn't taught this. But by the revelation of Jesus Christ, he opened my eyes. He revealed himself to me. And I think this beautiful picture that in all of this that comes out to me is that which we've gone over. I think that is for sure. And Brother Abraham in Isaiah 43, that root out of dry ground. Oh my goodness, a root out of dry ground? Yeah. Not connected with anything down here. And that's what I see in all this, this life channel, this avenue of faith whereby he reveals himself to you. You're not, doesn't have anything to do with this realm or this dimension. As we know, even Jesus said in John 3, verse 8, he said, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and you hear the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh or where it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. It's not predictable. It's not pre-programmed. It's you and him. You're following that voice. You're hearing that voice, and you're walking with him, not anchored or not connected or not established with anything down here. Oh my, I'm going to kind of wrap up here. We're going to move on to communion, but just a few more things here. Of course, we could go into the entire book of Hebrews 11. by faith, by revelation, by faith, we understand. By faith, we, like Moses, we can see him who is invisible. And by faith, we overcome. Go down the whole, that whole section of Scripture. It's so, so beautiful. Romans 4:19, we know, speaking of Abraham, being not weak in faith. I like that. He was not weak in faith. So that revelation that came to him was stronger than this dimension, was stronger than his own body. Think of that. And that's true. I believe that is what we will all experience in growing proportions as we continue in this walk. That revelation, that channel of life and of hearing his voice becomes stronger than this. He didn't consider his own body. And what are we not going to consider through that same faith, that same experience? Amen. Oh my, today, brothers and sisters, he's speaking. Today, if you will hear his voice, wake up, watch, listen, pay attention. The most glorious, the most beautiful thing that ever happened is that faith given to you, that you have eyes to see and ears to hear. Listen, pay attention, as he says, I love that. In Proverbs, I think it is, different places. My son, attend, pay attention to my ears, to my words, to what I'm telling you. Listen. Just a couple more things here. This is, I like this. This is the image here again, is that channel between God and man, between heaven and earth. Angels ascending and descending. But look at this. I'm going to send this out, I think, later, because it's just very, very, very encouraging. There's a lot in this. He says, oh, hallelujah. Again, the message is the infallibility. I like that. The infallibility of God's spoken word. Oh, hallelujah. But the prophet said, there will be a stone laid in Zion, a precious stone, a tried stone. That'll be the anchor. Yes, a wonderful stone. He says, then God, being God in heaven, with the ladder hooked into his own throne, he hooked it also in none other but the Son of Man, Jesus Christ. So here's this ladder, this picture between heaven and earth, God and the Son of God. It says, Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone. Now, God didn't want his ladder slipping around. He tried to hook it with a covenant with Adam. He broke it. He hooked it to a covenant with and broke it. But God made the covenant unconditionally, and he hooked it into Jesus Christ. There it's anchored. There's no slipping and sliding. There's no way of getting away. What is it? It's hooked by God above and by the Son of God beneath. And what is it? It's a pathway. It's traveler's way from earth to glory, and you can't fail. Beautiful. Look, he says, there's great companies of angels up and down here, ascending and descending, picking up the weary and the sick, healing their bodies and showing visions and mighty signs and wonders. Can't fail. It can't slip. It can't slide. You are safe in this place. Isn't that beautiful? God said so. That settles it forever. It's hooked around the heart of God of heaven, hooked around the Son of God down here, and we're brought into it. Through the Son of God, we ascend into him. Oh my, he says, then what are you scared about? Our promise is hooked between God and Christ, and we're in between them. With angels, he says, he'll give his angels charge over thee, and the angels of God are encamped about those who fear him, and all up and down here we're making this foundation, climbing like this, climbing each day higher and higher. Each day brings me one round higher, higher as I move up, up, up. Anything happens, if I fall along the road or something happens to me, there's a great host of angels standing there to pick me up. Come on, we're marching up towards Zion, up to that beautiful city above. Can't fail. How many times did he say that? There's no failing in it. It don't rest upon what I do. It rests upon what he did. Amen. Just hold that in our hearts even as we prepare for communion. He says it's already finished. The believer, once anchored in Christ Jesus, coming through the door back there, put on this highway, and you can't get in. You can't get any way but straight up to God with it. And angels to take care of you. God made a way of this. Amen. What a beautiful, like I said, I'll share that. Just a beautiful picture there. I hope that's encouraging to you. And again, just want to magnify the name of the Lord tonight. His amazing grace. And I pray with all my heart we would appreciate and understand more this blessed gift of faith, what it means. Hearing Him, the revelation that He gives to us. Oh my. We know even as we prepare for communion, the blood is still speaking, that blood speaking better things than that of Abel. Hear His voice, attend to that. It's so precious. Amen. I'll just in closing, Proverbs 8:34 again, blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. Watch, wait, listen. You have been given ears to hear. Amen. What a blessed thing, this revelation. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just are so amazed, Lord, by You, Your grace, Lord. How can we express our love and our adoration and our gratitude, Lord, for what You've done? Lord, we weren't looking for this. Even as Brother Branham said, back in that garden, it wasn't man seeking God, it was God seeking man. Lord, how You've pursued each one of us, each one of Your seed, how You've opened our ears. Even as it says in the Psalms, sacrifice and offerings thou wouldest not, but my ears have You opened. Communion and fellowship, Lord, what a mighty God. Lord, what a beautiful Savior, Lord, we just want to appreciate tonight. And Lord, we ask even as we transition now that You would prepare our hearts, that You would be so blessed, so pleased, so magnified in each and every heart. Again, we give You thanks, we pray and praise, and we ask this all now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I just maybe in we prepare. Sister Karen, do you mind coming up real quick? We'll kind of change the order of the service with a song I was thinking of. I think that's very fitting, and it's in the Wings of Faith. It's in the big handout, is that right? Yeah. Thank you. Page 6, that's right. Let's just... Set your way. the power that makes him rise is already in the sky. So set your wings to the winds of faith. You can fly in a higher place. Do not struggle. It's by grace. Set your wings to the winds of faith. Amen. You're eagles, brothers and sisters. You're made for this. You've been given by His grace that faith. Rise up. Come up higher. Amen. You can fly in a higher place once you love Him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's go ahead and continue with communion. If servers would come, we'll move into that now. Thank you, Lord. What grace. What grace. Amen. We have access by grace. Isn't that what the scripture says? And I think God, by that perfect sacrifice, that perfect atonement, got access back to us, into us, so He can do all these amazing things. What beautiful. What a beautiful thing. Turning into the scriptures now. 1 Corinthians 11. For I received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Brother Derek, would you ask a blessing there on that?
Yeah. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you that we can come together one more time around your word. And around your communion table. And Lord, the most important communion that we could ever have is the one we're having right now.
Thank you.
And we ask, Lord, that you would give us the insight into what that means for us today. May we come soberly, reverently, in consideration of what this means. And as we partake of this bread, may we remember the cost of this bread and the purchase of this bread. And may we live in the fullness of what you have for us in this communion. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we are a people most blessed. And Lord, really to see how blessed we are, just pray that our eyes would just be opened up to that reality. That reality, Lord, that you've come and you've paid it all. All our sins and everything just washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ. That blood that was spilt, that precious, precious blood. But moreover, oh Lord, that Holy Spirit that was sent back unto the church, that leads and guides into all truth and directs. And now, Lord, you march now through the body of your church, marching out according to your desire, your will being done on earth as it is in heaven.
Amen.
Lord, we are so thankful, Father, by your grace that you have called us to yourself and you bid us to become partakers of all that you are. And so, Lord, that is a step of faith of each one of us. You give it to us, Lord. Lord, forgive our unbelief. Woe unto us if we don't take that which you've given to us so freely. I pray that each and every heart rises high and receives the full understanding and blessing of what it is that you've done and how complete you've eradicated our sins from us, as far as the east is from the west, and how much in your desire is to inhabit each vessel to the fullest extent, Lord, that you've called us to. So we thank you, Lord, for that. Please, Father, bless this wine which represents your blood and the spirit that was given. Bless all who come and partake. And Lord, and those who aren't able to join us tonight but are here with us in spirit, I pray your blessings upon them, Lord, as partakers with us. Help us, Father, we pray. We ask this sincerely. We ask this in the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Come partake. Come.